Hello.
Hey, Travis, I lost you when you put me on hold. Did you have enough time to do whatever you needed to do?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good. Good, good.
Like every ad seller is calling me today.
Oh, gosh. Well, good thing is the calls should stop once we get you up there, so that'll definitely help. Let me see if I can find... I couldn't find your Facebook page, but I'm going to try again. Maybe put it in a different way. Let me see here. Building. And, well, maybe I did just find it. Huh, perfect. I did. Oh, I found your logo. Hold on. Huh, okay. It shows me you're, there it is. It was just a little hard to find. We're going to change that, though. All right. So what I'm doing is I'm grabbing your Facebook link for our check. That way, they don't have to go hunt it down tomorrow during your onboarding call. And then I'm going to give them your website address because we're going to do the same domain name. And then I'm going to send you one more text, Travis. This one is another informational, and it's on how the call tracking works. So it's actually a tool that we install on your website that lets us track the clicks and calls so that you can get an accounting of them so you've got that to help run your business. Okay. And then, Travis, for us to contact you, do you prefer phone, text, or email, or are all of those okay?
Phone, text would be best, probably.
You got it. And then, what hours are you open?
9 to 5.
And is that Monday through Friday?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Okay, that's all looking good. We're making good progress. All right, and those emails made it. Travis, I almost forgot. I hadn't sent it yet. No wonder you hadn't got it. Okay, so I'm sending another email through to you. The subject line on this one is local/CIE. And that'll be your calendar appointment for your onboarding call.
Okay.
And then let me know when that one gets there. And this one's an easy one, when it finally arrives. So are you getting some relief from that horrid, horrid heat that we've been having?
A little bit.
I'm in Colorado. We've got pretty decent today. We had just nasty, nasty hot, though. And we finally got a little bit of rain, which we desperately needed. We don't get a lot of it here. And, of course, there's a lot of irrigation that goes on. You all irrigate in Tulsa area too, don't you? Oklahoma, you do a lot of irrigation out there.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. I don't think you're near as dry as we are, though. You get regular rain, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, not too bad.
Yeah.
Not too drought.
I suppose. Seems like we all do anymore. Did that email make it to you?
Yes, it did.
Awesome. And were you able to hit the yes button on it? Or option, I guess it is.
Let me see here.
So, there should be some gobbledygook, and then a little ways down there'll be yes, no, maybe.
It doesn't let me hit it.
Well, that's strange. Won't let you click on it. I am stumped. What? Think you got something?
There we go. All right. It's in there now.
Yay, did you make it work? Perfect.
Yeah.
Got the update on this end. Wonderful. All right, so now I'm to billing. So on your credit card, I've got Travis G. Pierce. Does the company name appear also Travis or just yours?
Pierce Building and Electrical.
Okay. And then same address, 2409 North Winston Avenue.
Yes.
And then phone number attached to the billing on that card, is that your cell phone also?
Yes.
All right. And Master, Visa, Amex, or Discover?
Visa.
All right. I'm ready for those digits whenever you are.
4908-8300-0087.
Okay.
1538.
All right. And then the expiration, please.
625.
June. There we go. Okay. And then what's that security code on the back, please?
115.
And I guess now they moved everything to the back, didn't they?
Yeah.
I know when my new card came, it freaked me out. Where's my stuff? Then somebody says, it's on the back. I think I was at a store when that happened. It must have been over the phone, I guess, because they had to tell me to flip my card over so I could find it. Kind of sad. All right, so I'll send that through. So, Travis, there's one more email on the way to you. And this one's titled Local Splash Initial Invoice. Sometimes it takes a minute to get there. So while we wait for it, I'm going to read the live version of that. And then I'll have you do a couple clicks and some typing on that email. But we'll do the voice portion while we wait for the email to get over to you. So this is the voice verification. It's required of us as Google Premier Channel partners. And it is recorded and attached to your file as an added form of protection for you. So in order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should appear on the first page of Google.
Pierce Building and Electrical, LLC.
Thank you. And please state your name and title within the business.
Travis Pierce, owner, operator.
And are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your non-contractual agreement?
Yes.
Thank you. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged on today's date, August 16th, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $448, the breakout of which is $349 for your first month and a one-time only $99 setup fee. Going forward, your monthly rate is a true flat $349, to which there are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the 16th of each month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date after October 16th. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. Super. Did that email make it to you?
I think so.
All right. Go ahead and open that up, and then about four sentences down is a click here to accept link.
I have to access your dashboard.
Nope. So this one's titled local. Yeah, this one's local splash initial invoice.
Yeah. Cool. Oh.
Did you find it?
Yeah. For the services?
Yeah. So go ahead and click that link that says click here to accept. And that's a duplicate in writing of what I just read to you. And if you scroll all the way to the bottom, it'll ask you to type your name. Did it work for you? Did it take you to a login screen?
Yeah.
Perfect. Let me take a look. Make sure it updated on my end. Sometimes it takes it a second to get there. Well, except today it went through with lightning speed. All right, Travis, you are all set. Congratulations.
All right.
All right, welcome aboard. And then just a reminder to make your onboarding call tomorrow. And any last questions before I let you back to your day?
Do I have a username or account? Or
good question. Yes, they'll get that to you tomorrow during your onboarding call. They'll set all that up for you.
Okay.
All right. Anything else?
That should be it.
All right. Thank you, Travis. You have a good rest of your day.
All right, you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.